It's a blessing to be here to carry on with our nine-minute series that we have today. I'll be preaching about the mysterious bread from heaven called manna. A very well-known word, some might say strange, but behind it we'll find a very profound example of daily provision that the Lord gives us. Just to make sure that time doesn't beat me, I'll just quickly move on to Exodus 16. I'll go to 3 and 4. Just to give you a little bit of background, the Israelites have just been freed by the Lord from Egypt, but now and they're in the wilderness, and the hunger sets in, and the first thing that they do is they complain. If we'll just go to 16 verse 3, it reads, "If only we have died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat, but you have brought us out into the desert to starve." Now it's amazing that God's response is not anger, but he responds with grace. As we go to verse 4, you will see that the response is, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." So for the next 40 years, the Israelites would wake up to a bread which they called manna. Though they didn't understand it, it sustained them for all that 40 years. And if we just fast forward again to the Gospel of John, I'll be on John 6, 32-35. Jesus feeds the 5,000 people with the loaves, a few loaves and fish. The crowd is so amazed that they start asking for more signs and even comparing him to Moses. But Jesus responds with a striking truth. And on 32 it says, "It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Now, for me, this was my aha moment. Jesus says, "I am the manna." Just like the manna in the wilderness came daily, just enough for that day to sustain them. Jesus is offering himself to us for our daily sustenance, that whatever we need, he is there to sustain it for us, not just in spiritual, but physical as well, and he'll even sustain even our souls. He is the bread that satisfies our deepest hunger. Now, the hungers are different for us. It might be for you to feel whole, for you to be loved, for you to be known, for you to be accepted. Whatever that hunger that you might have, the Lord is there for you. But here's the tragedy that comes with the humanness. When we go to Numbers 11, verse 6, it reads, "Tell us, but now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." They had daily miracles, and they got bored with the daily miracles that the Lord was performing in front of them. They started craving Egypt again, the place of their enslavement. That is what they craved, even though they were living in that experience of being provided for daily. That's the difficult part about being human. We too today do the same. The Lord provides manna for us every day. We mustn't look for it in the biggest thing. It could be the smallest things. The quiet time that you have to spend with the Lord. There are countries that you can't even carry a Bible openly. The word that you need that just encourages you in that situation that you might be going through. That friend that is there to encourage you when life is getting super hard. But like Israel, we grow numb to grace. Might be hard for people to hear that, but we grow numb to grace. And yet we still wake up to mercy every day. And we still complain, just like the Israelites. And we'll even say, "God, where are you?" Yeah. While standing knee deep in his provision. We're just looking at the wilderness, but we don't see the sustenance that he's giving us in the wilderness. Here's the miracle of it all, though. The Lord didn't give up. If you go to Lamentations 3, 22 to 23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never came to an end. They are new every day. That is the Lord, forever patient, forever gracious towards us, even though we don't deserve it. So I'd also like to say, if you maybe don't know Jesus yet, I'd like to extend an opportunity for you as well. He's not scarce. He's not scarce. He's freely given. He is there. He is for you as well. As I close, my prayer for all of us is that we have spiritual eyes that will be able to help us to see God's provision, even in our hardest circumstances, for our spiritual eyes to see beyond the pain, the struggle, the disappointment, or whatever it is that you may be experiencing, but to look beyond it. You are alive. There are people that are not alive. It could be many things. The Lord never forsakes us. He is always there. I thank you.